From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Trump is the nominee.
Friends, delegates, and fellow Americans, I humbly and gratefully accept your nomination for the presidency of the United States.
Businessman Donald Trump has accepted the nomination of the Republican Party for president. He spoke to the party's convention, painting an America in dire straits and describing himself as the only candidate capable of making America safe.
We will be a country of generosity and warmth, but we will also be a country of law and order.
Trump used his Thursday night address to denounce Democrat Hillary Clinton as part of a political class causing the nation's troubles. A Turkish official today said relations between Turkey and the U.S. will not be significantly affected by last week's failed coup. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Within hours of Friday's failed military takeover of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's government, allegations abounded in Turkey of U.S. involvement. Some charges came from senior members of Turkey's ruling AK party. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry strongly denies the allegations. A week later, the Turkish presidency's foreign relations chief Ayşe Sezen Uluer is rejecting those charges of U.S. involvement in the coup. But Ankara's demand for the extradition of Turkish cleric Fethullah Gülen from the United States remains a point of tension in bilateral relations. Erdogan accuses Gülen of masterminding the coup attempt, a charge the cleric denies. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.
This is VOA News. After 2 days of talks in Washington, the U.S. and its anti-Islamic State coalition allies say they've reached a key moment in their campaign to defeat the extremist group. Secretary of State John Kerry represented the U.S. at the meetings.
So even as it is losing ground in the Middle East, we know already that they're going to try to transform themselves into a global terrorist organization, network capable of orchestrating attacks, as we have seen in various places. And that is also going to take time and is hard work.
For all its battlefield struggles, Islamic State and its sympathizers have pulled off a series of deadly attacks in the Middle East, Europe, and Asia. These include last week's truck attack in Nice, France, that killed 84 people. The Paris prosecutor says the man who drove that truck through the crowds in Nice had accomplices, and it seemed he had been plotting his attack for months. The 31-year-old driver of the truck was a Tunisian man who had been living in Nice for several years. Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack, although there's no evidence linking the driver to IS. President Obama has lauded Muslim Americans as patriots and heroes and decried discrimination and violence against Muslims in the U.S. He made his comments at a White House dinner celebrating the Islamic holiday of Eid al-Fitr, which marks the end of Ramadan.
For Muslims across the United States and around the world, this is a time of spiritual renewal, a time to reaffirm your duty to serve one another, especially the least fortunate among us.
In 2015, there were about 3.3 million Muslim Americans, making up about 1% of the total U.S. population. Mr. Obama said Muslim Americans are as patriotic as any Americans. A federal court in the U.S. state of New York has sentenced an admitted agent of the Russian government to 10 years in prison and ordered him to forfeit $500,000 in profit he earned from his criminal activity, which focused on acquiring and secretly shipping abroad high-tech microelectronics for Russian military equipment. Alexander Fashenko pled guilty to all 19 charges. China has taken the first step to claim compensation from air polluters after a court in Shandong province ruled this week to impose an unprecedented penalty of nearly $3.3 million on a local glass manufacturer for its toxic emissions. The country's first ruling against air pollution has sent a warning across factories in China to better manage their emissions. Indonesian civil servants have been ordered not to play the video game Pokemon Go at work in a bid to protect state secrets. Indonesians have been swept up in the frenzy of the game, designed to be played on smartphones and tablets. The game has been a huge success, launching 2 weeks ago, and while it's not available officially in Indonesia, gamers have managed to download unauthorized copies. Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.